Our study tonight is out of Mark chapter 6, verses 45 to 56. Christ's work to counter burnout by increasing his disciples' faith in his help. We learn in our first lesson in this series that Mark's gospel presents the perfect service of God's perfect servant, Jesus, with Mark's focus of having rebounded unto upright service from personal failure in his own effort to be a missionary with Paul and Barnabas. Sometimes such failure arises from what various Christian organizations call burnout, human exhaustion and emotional collapse from being stretched too thin with too few resources in a variety of realms of life. The most important part of avoiding burnout is to trust in Christ's ability and will as God to help one minister, as Jesus implied in Matthew 28, verse 20. You'll remember in that passage, after Jesus told his disciples to go into all the world and make disciples, baptizing them, teaching them, and so forth, he said, "Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." That's the key. Jesus is with us. Well, this truth is revealed in Mark chapter 6, verses 45 to 56 for our insight. I want to read the passage, and then we'll look at it. Mark chapter 6, beginning at verse 45, and going to the end of the chapter. "And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side unto Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed unto a mountain to pray. And when evening was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling in the rowing, for the wind was contrary to them. And about the fourth watch of the night he came unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed alongside them. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed that it had been a spirit, and they cried out. For they all saw him and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them and said unto them, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased. And they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. And when they had passed over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret, and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him, and ran through that whole region round about, and began to carry him out in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and besought him that they might touch, as it were, but the border or the hem of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole." Okay, this was a long, sleepless night after a great big miracle. And Jesus kept on going. After Jesus had equipped and commissioned his disciples to minister to Israel, and they had returned to tell him all that they had done and taught, that's Mark chapter 6, verses 7 to 13 and verse 30, he worked to counter their potential burnout in Mark chapter 6, verses 31 to 44. As we learned in recent lessons, this involved, number one, cutting back on ministry efforts if facing a lack of time to address one's livelihood needs. Number two, exposing oneself to scripture teaching if leadership is lacking. Number three, handling a lack of material goods by trusting God to begin to use what we already have. And four, organizing well. Yet the disciples had failed to learn the greatest lesson on avoiding burnout, and it came in verses 45 to 52. Mark 6:52 notes that the events of Mark 6:45 to 51 occurred since the disciples had failed through spiritual hardness of heart not to consider the lesson of the feeding of the 5,000. In other words, this matter of the walking on the water and Jesus coming out to meet them, that was all set up because they had not learned the lesson previously. There's a mini lesson within this. It's very good to learn the lesson the first time the Lord teaches it, because if we don't, then he puts us into situations where we have to learn it where the heat is turned up a little bit and he gets our attention a little more. So it would have been much easier for these men to have learned this at the feeding of the 5,000 than have to row through the night struggling against the wind. But they hadn't learned it, so he's going to teach them again. Well, that lesson, the most important one in avoiding burnout, was to trust Christ's ability and will to help them succeed in ministry. Dr. G. Campbell Morgan, back in 1927, wrote this in his commentary on the Gospel according to Mark. Dr. Morgan was a very dear, wonderful man of God. He would read a book through 40 times before he began to teach on it. And one of my profs at Multnomah School of the Bible, Dr. Mitchell, when I was about 18 years of age, Dr. Mitchell was in his 70s, and Dr. Mitchell said, when I was young, I talked to G. Campbell Morgan and asked him how to study, and G. Campbell Morgan said, read the book through 40 times. So he was a real expositor. Now, though Jesus had demonstrated his great power and his willingness to use that power to help his disciples accomplish the miraculous feeding of the 5,000 with a few small fishes and loaves, back in Mark 6, 35 to 42, the disciples' hearts were spiritually hardened. They didn't learn this lesson. They didn't learn that all they had to do is to rely on God. When you run into something that's way over your head, it's like the disciples. You got 5,000 men besides the women and children, probably around 20,000 people. You got 5 loaves and 2 fishes and a little boy's sack lunch, we learned from another gospel. What's this among so many? You know, how in the world are we going to feed this kind of people? That's way over our heads. And Jesus said, give them to me. That's the lesson. Give them to Jesus. Let him handle it. Well, knowing this, one reason Jesus sent the disciples across the sea by boat right after this miracle had occurred was to teach them of his power and his will to use that power to help them in their ministry. So as the darkness of night fell on them, the disciples were out in the midst of the sea and Jesus still on the land in prayer. And Jesus saw them toiling at rowing since the wind was contrary to them. Now, if we just stop there, I think if I was in Jesus' shoes and I'd sent the disciples out and I saw them beginning to have difficulty, I'd probably make a beeline down to the shore and get out into the water right away before they worked themselves out. But Jesus didn't do that. The fourth watch of the night is between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning the next day. So what happens, he sends them away. The sun isn't down yet. So they start to row and the wind comes up. And so between sunset around 6 or 7 p.m. and 3 to 4 o'clock the next morning, they're rowing. And these are experienced fishermen. They're absolutely exhausted. They are beyond themselves. And what's interesting, this is the area of their expertise. They knew this sea like the back of the hand, but they're way over the head. And sometimes the Lord allows us to get into situations, even the areas where we think that we have competency, and it's too difficult. Even with our competency, we can't handle it. And that's exactly what this situation was. So anyway, to emphasize his lesson on burnout even more, Jesus waited until the fourth watch, until between 3 to 6 o'clock in the morning, after they had rowed for most of the night and were exhausted, before he walked on the water to them. Very interesting. The disciples were, of course, terrified at seeing Jesus, thinking they saw a spirit. So they cried out, and Jesus immediately spoke to settle them down, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, literally in the Greek, stop being afraid. This is almost a comical thing. Here are these grown men, they're terrified, so they're crying out, and Jesus says, oh, it's just me. Cheer up. Stop being afraid. And he says it probably in a light voice, and these guys are just beside themselves. They can hardly believe this. Well, as soon as Jesus got into their boat, the wind stopped, leaving the disciples, the Greek word is existanto, which means out of their minds, in amazement at Jesus' power. They probably sat down, they grabbed the bench that they were sitting on or whatever, and just their mouths were open and they were shaking their heads. What? He just gets in the boat. He doesn't even say, be still this time, just gets in the boat, the whole wind stops. And these windstorms that would come down across the Sea of Galilee are ferocious and could be life-threatening. But everything stopped. Jesus stopped it. Well, the disciples had failed in spiritual hardness to learn the lesson of the previous day's feeding miracle that Jesus was willing and able to help them. I love verse 52, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. There's a huge lesson here. God wants us to be aware of the fact that he is very willing to help us. And he is also extremely able. He's a God who has infinite power. And he can do far above what we can ask or think. But how many times we forget that? How many times we choose rather to go the route of worry or the route of fret rather than just rest. I know we all have been there. I've been there a number of times myself. But to make this lesson against burnout even more effective, Jesus continued to demonstrate far more of his great power and will to help needy people in the events that immediately followed in verses 53 to 56. After the boat with Jesus and the disciples had finished crossing over to Gennesaret, they were met at the shore by many people who knew them and who from the entire region quickly began to carry the sick in their beds to Jesus that he might heal them. Remember, they haven't had any sleep all night long. They are absolutely fatigued from rowing. They've had a big day the day before with the feeding of the 5,000. And they were supposed to be getting away on a vacation, see? These are exhausted men. And what does Jesus do? It says, verse 56, and whithersoever he entered into villages or cities, he kept on going, or country, they laid the sick in their streets and besought him that they might touch, as it were, but the border of his garment. They didn't forget about the lady. Remember, he touched the border of his garment and she was healed. And as many as touched him were made whole. The ongoing power of Jesus Christ, and these men are absolutely fatigued. Demonstration of the Lord Jesus' great power. So in feeding of the 5,000, and helping his laboring disciples on the sea, and then in healing the throngs of sick people, Jesus in grace repeatedly taught his disciples the most important lesson on avoiding ministry burnout, to trust in his divine power and will to help them succeed in God's ministry assignments for them. May we who heed God's call to serve him remember that Christ is both able and willing to help us succeed in those ministry assignments regardless what we face in them, that we might then trust in him to that end. I was touched by the illustration that Graham Peacock used today in the message our missionary was visiting with us. And he pointed out how he had tried to get visa and they'd spent a lot of money, visa effort after visa effort. And one fellow one time had these letters from pastors who, you know, inviting him to come, which is one of the requirements. Graham handed it to the fellow and he just shoved the papers right back at him. Very discouraging. But the next time, one of the last times he went in, the whole spirit of people had changed. He went to the U.S. Embassy and they had a special visa that he could get under a special provision. And within 2 minutes, he said, 2 minutes he got it, and he was out of there. And he said, I felt like dancing and skipping. I can just see Graham doing that, you know. But obviously, the Lord decided now's the time to get the visa. They got it, just like that. It's interesting, many years ago, when the communists had taken over the kingdom of Ethiopia, there were missionaries, and we were surprised, who were still able to get visas to get into Ethiopia, even though they were Christian missionaries, and they were applying as missionaries. Come to find out, in the very highest echelons of the government, there was a Christian, a secret Christian, and he was getting a hold of these visas, and if they found out it was a missionary, he was giving them the visa and signing it over. He was risking himself and his own welfare, but he was doing that. And I never forgot that my dad told me about that. That's how they were getting missionaries into Ethiopia, even though there was a communist government there. And that happened for a number of years because he was faithful. It's amazing the power of God, the ability and the power of God. So may we remember that God, when he calls us to serve him, God is both able and willing to help us succeed in those very ministry assignments, regardless of what we face in them, so that we might trust him to that end.